Hey, it's Bob. Just pay attention. You know how he hates it when you're not listening. Here's Gruber.
You know, if you made a movie like Blazing Saddles today, you'd probably go straight to prison. Yeah, after a good flogging, that is. Anyhow, after our caller yesterday that got so many of you all fired up and excited, got a little clip of the toll booth from Blazing Saddles sent to me. This is the idea of border security for liberals. You know, maybe it's not too far off, right? And what else do we get when we have up to 2,000 people a day coming across the southern border, unchecked and unvetted? What else is being unleashed on America? Some argue that it's dangerous because legally you're supposed to have health checks and health examinations, but there has been an explosion in some different illnesses in recent weeks, months, and years, and some would say, now, why do you think that is? One of those, Frank Vernuccio, editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Frank, welcome back.
Steve, great to be with you again. Good morning.
Always good to have you here, Frank. And I'm curious, when you look at some of the anecdotal evidence of illnesses that are being found, like measles, for example, in Texas in numbers that we haven't seen in a very long time, and other issues, does it go back to the home countries of El Salvador or Guatemala or Mexico, where maybe their immunization programs and their health, their attention to health care isn't the same? What are you seeing? What are you believing?
Well, we're seeing the outbreak of diseases that had been all but eradicated within the United States over the past half century. And, you know, you go back to those iconic photos of immigrants trying to come in through Ellis Island with the doctor, with the glass looking at the eye of a youngster coming into the country. We don't have anything like that. Even if you are totally for open borders, which is a suicidal thing to begin with, but even if that's your political perspective, for whatever reason, you must at least be in favor of some kind of medical check before entering into the United States.
Clearly.
However, the extremity of those who want our borders to be open is so incredible that they don't even seem to be worried about that type of problem.
Yeah, you know, that's baffling as well. As you look at those that cross, and again, there are so many environmental concerns and health concerns, as you're pointing out here. ArizonaBorderTrash.org, I believe it is, from the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality, that shows incredible amounts of garbage strewn across southern Arizona in environmentally sensitive areas, because backpacks and clothing and water bottles and who knows what. You know, when you have hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people a month streaming across in certain areas, they're going to leave trash behind. It's inevitable. Well, the desert doesn't clean itself very well. And so you have that going on. Then you have these diseases, whether it's viruses or bacteria that come through because they're not being checked, Frank. It makes us vulnerable. And because a lot of these diseases haven't been around for a number of years, it would make me wonder if the general population in America could be more susceptible to maladies we thought had been eradicated.
It's a great point. You know, we've seen measles and so forth in Texas and New York. Recall in California a little while ago, there was an outbreak of a strain of childhood diseases, which absolutely were absent from the United States for decades. And if you notice, Steve, the press was utterly reluctant to dwell on the story whatsoever because it didn't fit their narrative that there was no harm from illegal immigration. So we're seeing not only the spread of these diseases, but even more dangerous, perhaps, the refusal of the media to even discuss the issue at any length.
Well, that is, you know, fascinating. Yeah, and then I see Jim Acosta, the one of the biggest media hacks of all, though, he went down to the border in McAllen yesterday. But when he walked along the border, the steel barrier that you could see through, and say, well, there's nobody rushing the barrier. There's nobody here. There's no chaos, no crisis. Oh, gee, Jim, are you suggesting that border walls and fences work? Because that's exactly what he demonstrated, that there's no crisis where there's a border wall and a fence. But, you know, some of these people are so obtuse, they just miss it altogether, Frank.
Well, Steve, let's take one prominent example. In Israel, a wall was erected to prevent terrorists from entering into the country at a certain point. It worked almost 100% effective. Walls, unfortunately, like them or not, do work, and we need to do that on our southern border. Let's take another example. In World War II, the outbreak of World War II, the Maginot Line that the French built. Now, history insists on calling the Maginot Line a failure, yet the Germans couldn't attack France through that line. They had to go all the way to the north through Belgium, the Netherlands, and come down and around. So walls historically do work. They work well. And by the way, the image that a lot of people have been posting about walls around the homes of those who are against walls around our southern border, take a good look at those. If walls don't work, why do so many of our elite left-wing liberals insist on having walls around their communities or around their private homes?
Aren't homes built out of walls, Frank?
Yeah.
Aren't homes built out of walls? And don't these people normally lock the doors of these series of walls, better known as a house? Because I do at night. We lock our doors. And not because I hate people outside or I'm a racist or I'm xenophobic. No, I do it because it's common sense, because you want to know who's coming into your house. It's no different than to know who's coming into your country.
And, you know, it's rather ironic that the Democrats have been so much against Donald Trump's proposal to build a wall. Let's go back to 2006, when most of the leaders of the Democrat Party were in favor of building a barrier on our southern border. We're seeing, and if you compare the speeches of Donald Trump and then the response by the Democrats, Trump, again, gave out a problem and gave his solution to the problem. You can agree with him or disagree with him. The response that the Democrats had was basically, well, we hate Donald Trump, which was not the point of the issue whatsoever. We're seeing the triumph of partisan politics over the good of the country, where the Democrats oppose the plan to put a wall on our southern border.
So what do you think happens here? Frank Vernuccio here with us today, one of our great contributors here on the program. Well, where do we go from here, Frank? Because, you know, we're at a point where there seems to be a stalemate. Now, I do see some cracks on the left now, because some of these freshman members of Congress that came from districts that they won in 2018 that were carried by Trump in 2016, this doesn't sit well with them. They don't like this idea of this government shutdown and this whole argument over border security, because in their districts, it doesn't play well.
Well, it didn't play well in 2016. Let's be blunt. One of the main reasons Donald Trump won election was because of his stance on border security.
Number one reason. Number one reason.
There is a civil war within the Democrat Party. You have the more practical Democrats who want to get something done, as opposed to the radical Democrats who simply want to oppose Donald Trump for the sake of opposing Donald Trump.
That's correct. Frank, I got to leave it right there. Frank Vernuccio, Editor-in-Chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Always appreciate your input, Frank.
Steve, I look forward to our next discussion.
There you have it. Frank Vernuccio, everybody. By the way, on a note here, just coming across the AP wire today, U.S. troops now beginning to exit Syria. This is part of the president's plan to leave the theater of war in Syria. 2,000 troops, give or take, in Syria. A slow drawdown expected, but that has begun, and so expect to hear more about that in the days to come. Don't get caught with your taxes in chaos. Get on top of them today. Fresh Start Tax Solutions is here to help. Chris McClatcher has 25 years of experience in Michigan helping people just like you. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on the Fresh Start banner to find out more. If you're a Michigan resident, Chris McClatcher can help you get things in order right now. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back. If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today.
Hey, Billy.
Yeah?
Do you want to go to the state fair?
Yeah.
Do you want to ride the roller coaster?
Yeah.
The big one?
Yeah.
The one with the reverse flip?
Yeah!
Well, you can't.
Huh?
You see, Billy, when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have done with it, including going to the state fair.
Oh, man.
Cheer up. This year, your parents will make it right. They're going to visit EnergySavers.gov, where they'll get tips on how to save energy and money. Then they'll add extra insulation and get a few of those Energy Star appliances. They could save hundreds of dollars a year. And you know what, Billy?
What?
They'll take you to the state fair next year.
But I want to go this year.
I know you do, Billy. I know you do. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college. Absolutely.
We're going to the state championship.
I'm getting a great job. You know, something I love.
I want to travel. See the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.